What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Hojabi Wants to Scam Muslim Incels by Offering Them Marriage Books and Most Worst of All is a Marriage Matchmaking Service for $1,000. So this is a Hojabi right here. You know, she's doing the whole Muslim thing, you know, hijab, covering the hair, praise Jesus, Allahu Akbar. Yet she has makeup on, she has glitter or whatever lipstick they put on, she has fake eyelashes, she has her eyebrows, you know, it's a Brazilian waxing or something like that. She probably has fake contacts.
You need to bring more women for your husband. Trust me, the moment you accept this, your life's going to change. Men need more than one woman, and men crave more than one woman. See, the thing is, we don't want to say this to ourselves. We prefer to say, I'm enough. But it has nothing to do with you. As a matter of fact, when you understand this and have this real talk with your husband, when you understand this, the bond you have with your husband will be unbreakable.
Alright guys, so let me tell you something. As you guys know, I was an actor out in Hollywood. I've auditioned for infomercials, okay? What this girl here is doing is that she is giving you a sales pitch, okay? Now look at her face. Look at her face. Look at how she's so happy and smiling. You guys want to know why she's so giddy like this? It's because she can't believe how stupid you are for taking her seriously. You guys remember those infomercials that come on TV like at 1 o'clock at night where some woman who has like a six pack and shit like that, she's like, if you buy this device that stimulates your belly, you guys are about my age, you might actually remember what I'm talking about. I actually bought one of those, you know, this just goes to show you how powerful infomercials are when you have like a hot woman doing it, you know. For it was like an electric stimulating belt that you wear around your stomach, and it will like electrocute your stomach. Now supposedly that was supposed to get rid of fat in the belly and eventually gives you six packs. Well, turns out the whole thing was a scam. Now, I'm not ashamed to say I fell for it and I bought the damn thing for like $50 again. This was probably 20 years ago. So, guys, you need to understand the new scams nowadays are TikTok, okay? These short videos, this is the new scam. You no longer need to go on, buy a TV spot at 1 o'clock at night, you know, go to a studio, record a freaking infomercial over there, and then air it on the TV. You can do that with TikTok like this lady. Now, somebody forwarded this lady to me, and she's very, very popular on TikTok. Obviously, look at, she's promoting marriage is halal. Guys, let me tell you something about Hojabis. Hojabis are fucking prostitutes, okay? You guys need to understand, man, in Mexico, all the prostitutes in Mexico, guess who's driving them and picking them up from their johns or from their fucking strip club? Their boyfriend, okay?
You need to bring more women for your
trust
husband.
And believe
me, the moment you accept this, your life's gonna change.
Guy pulling on her pubic hair in charge of what she's doing. Guys, you need to understand, man, women like her, they usually have a guy who actually puts them up to this, and that's how they're making money. You know, she's, go to Marriage is Halal. Do not take my word for it. Go to her website. She's charging incels $1,000 for matchmaking. Let's watch this video from the start all over again, guys. Let's watch it from the start, okay? See how she was laughing, guys? What she's saying is so out what she's saying is so ridiculous. She herself cannot believe it. Let me tell you something, guys. Let me tell you something. As an actor, I've actually had to say lines that were so ridiculous, even though it was, like, serious. I couldn't help but, like, giggle and laugh like this hijabi did. You know, this one time I was supposed to be, like, fucking terrorizing. You know, I was playing Al-Qaeda terrorist number 4. And I was supposed to be terrorizing this white guy before I kill him. And I was shouting all this stuff at him in Arabic. It made no fucking sense whatsoever. So I'm like, look, this girl, I'm like all giddy and laughing. Because what I was saying in Arabic, it was ridiculous. And the producer, you know, he yelled at me. He's like, bro, you're about to murder a guy. Why the hell are you laughing, you know? Why are we paying you? What are we paying you for, right? You know? So, as an actor, I can tell you guys for absolute certainty when women like her laugh, and I'm going to play it for you again. Let me tell you something, guys. Let me tell you something, okay? When a woman says the thing is, that's a smoking gun right there that she is parroting other men. Look at the face. Look at the face. This bitch is about ready to break out in laughter because she's like, what I am saying is so fucking ridiculous that I can't believe this idiot will fall for it. Guys, yes. We as men do crave more than one woman. But how many of us out there can actually get even one woman to begin with, let alone multiple women? This is why this girl is so look at the face, guys. Look at the face. She's about ready to break out in laughter, saying, oh my God, these incels. Look, guys, if you have to pay this hijabi a dollar, it's game over for you, okay? This is why this girl, you know, this girl probably made hundreds of thousands of dollars already, because from my understanding, she's really popular on TikTok, and the guys are buying up her books. She's selling, you know, relationship books for $50. Again, she's selling matchmaking services for like $1,000. This girl probably made tens of thousands of dollars, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, by scamming incels. Guys, just because a woman says what you want to hear doesn't mean she's on your side. Again, look at that face, guys. She's about ready to break out in laughter because what she is saying is so ridiculous, you know? Yeah, I know you guys are going to say, well, Amar, we as men, we want more than one woman. You motherfuckers out there can't even get a woman to look at you. How are you going to get multiple women? This is why this girl is laughing, because she knows, this girl knows that only incels are going to listen to her. Only an incel would buy her books. Only an incel would give her a dollar or even an attention. She knows it. This is why she is about ready to break out in laughter. Guys, at this point, I don't blame him. I don't blame women anymore, man. Like TFM said, women are great, women are amazing, women are beautiful. The problem is the men out there who empower them and encourage them, you know. You guys remember Georgia Free from 5 years ago? You know, I exposed Georgia Free. She deleted her channel. And yet, 5 years later, you guys are still falling for Pearly Things, Fem Sapien, this hijabi over here, Nola Girl 54. Guys, I looked up Nola Girl 54. She was really popular with men a couple of years ago. Now, her last video was like a year ago. What does that tell you, man? That tells you that these hoes, they come into the manosphere, they make a shitload of money, then they exit the manosphere, okay? I don't know if you guys know this or not, but Georgia Free was able to buy a fucking house in Australia with the amount of money she was making off of USims. Once Georgia Free bought her house, she deleted her channel, she probably got a rich simp to marry her, and that's it. It's game fucking over, okay? Pearly Things is doing the same thing right now. And again, guys, I can't blame women anymore, okay? I just, you know, Georgia Free, she was like the first woman to come into the manosphere to claim that she's red-pilled, she understands us, and she wants to red-pill women. You guys out there didn't see the scam. I saw the scam. Guys, I'm fucking Jewish, as you know, okay? We Jews are the best scammers on the face of the planet. We can smell a scam from a trillion miles away, okay? So, flash forward to today, guys. I can't blame this woman. You know, this girl over here, this hijabi over here, listen, babe, I hope you make $1 trillion taking advantage of incels in denial. Right now, guys, you want to know who's really at fault right now? You know who's really should be held accountable for this woman? AMS, Fresh and Fit, Kevin Samuels, Andrew Tate. Why? Because these guys put women on to our MGTOW talking points. You guys see, MGTOW has been around for over 10 years, okay? Our talking points were always philosophical, and it was always within our community. Women did not have access to our community. Women did not come into our community. As you guys know, I own and run MGTOW TV. Guys, I am telling you, from the day MGTOW TV started, well over 4 years ago, probably going on 5 by now, we never ever had a female content creator on MGTOW TV. We never ever had a woman comment on MGTOW.TV. Why? Because these women know that they can't come into MGTOW TV and scam you because I'll delete their channel. They know they can't come into the comment section and say, I love men, because we're going to call them out, okay? The problem with AMS, Fresh and Fit, Kevin Samuels, and Andrew Tate is that they took our message and they put it out in the mainstream, and then they told women how to take advantage of men, guys, okay? I remember Andrew Tate, before he got arrested, he made a video. I think he did this with Pearly Things, where he told women, hey, ladies, you want a guy to take you seriously? Don't tell him the number of guys you've been with. Don't tell him that you go on vacation. Just tell him you're a boring homebody, you stay home all day, and you don't do anything. Of course, as we all know, women, they travel, they sleep around, they go home with multiple men, but yet Andrew Tate was telling these women exactly how to scam good men by claiming to be boring homebodies who stay home all day and don't do anything, don't travel. Guys, I am telling you, as somebody who goes out to the night, to the bars, here in America, I don't go to nightclubs. I've been to a couple of nightclubs in Mexico. Here in America, I go to the Beta Male pub at night because I work on MGTOW TV over there. Yes, you can work on a laptop at a pub. I've been doing it for over a year, okay? And another thing I wanted to bring up to you guys, you know, yesterday when I was going to the Beta Male pub, okay, the Beta Male pub has two entrances. They have the front entrance, and then they have the back entrance. I go through the back entrance because the back entrance, that's where they have a big parking lot, and I don't want to park, you know, on the street. I would rather park in a parking lot than try to find street parking, right? So I always enter the Beta Male pub from the back entrance. Not to mention, the bathrooms are by the back entrance. So after a long day of drinking coffee and doing a little bit of DoorDash, you know, I go to the bathroom before I get on my table and start work. So when you go into the Beta Male pub from the back entrance, you pass by the pool tables, then you pass by a small area where they play darts. For those of you guys who don't know what darts are, darts, it's when people have this round target thingy on a wall. Then they have these sharp little missiles that they throw to hit the bullseye of the target. So before you can get into the main bar area, you have to cross this area where people shoot the bullseye with these little missiles, right? So obviously you don't want to cross when somebody is fucking throwing a missile at the bullseye target. So what I do is that I wait until the people are picking up the darts, you know, not throwing the darts, obviously, and then I scurry my fat ass across the dart area into the pub. So yesterday, when I was doing that, like I normally do for the past year, some 5'2", 110-pound girl was like, "You better run before I shoot your ass," or some dumb shit like that. What did I do, guys? I did absolutely nothing. I just continued as if this girl did not exist. The point that I want to get across to you guys today is that these women are so out of pocket. Women have no respect for men at all. Women want to scam men. You know, this 5'2", 110 pounds girl, let me tell you something, guys. I'm the biggest one at the beta male pub. I could have killed this girl before any guy realized what the fuck happened, okay? But yet, I did not even give her 0.001 attention. I just continued on my way as if this bitch did not exist, okay? But yet, this shows you that women have zero respect for a man, even though a man literally is 2.5 times your size, probably 5 times stronger than you, and can probably kill you with just one punch. But yet, these women, they think they can talk shit to a guy. Guys, I don't care if a woman talks shit, okay? The second a woman lays hands on you, that's when you have the right to kill her, okay? Now, I never, ever had a woman lay hands on me because being 6'3", 250 pounds, women don't want to lay hands on a guy of my size because they instinctively know if this guy was to actually swing at me, I might be dead. Let me tell you something, guys. Let me tell you something, okay? 10 years ago, or, you know, maybe 7 or 8 years ago when I was living in L.A., I was taking the metro from Pasadena down to downtown Los Angeles. It was later in the day, okay? So here was, you know, a Mexican guy, probably in his 50s, maybe a migrant worker, minding his own damn business, sitting on his seat, you know, just a hardworking Mexican dude, you know, old dude. And there was this crazy fucking girl. I mean, she was cray, like homeless, crazy girl, right? She was a skinny girl. So she was talking shit about this Mexican guy, and he wasn't even looking at her. He wasn't even paying any attention to her. And then guess what she did? All of a sudden, the girl, Charlie, she horse kicked him in the head. Imagine you're sitting on a seat, and this fucking girl, she fucking kicks you in the head. And the poor Mexican guy, he didn't even do anything to the girl. Guys, if a girl did that to me, I'd kill her. Honestly, I'd kill her. And you should kill her too. And I'm going to let you know why. If you are minding your own fucking business, and a girl, a guy, a tranny, I don't care, decides to horse kick you right in the head, what would you be? I mean, what's that? That's actually aggravated murder right there. That's attempted murder. If somebody kicks you right in the head, they're willing to murder you. Therefore, you have the right to murder them. But this just goes to show you guys how out of pocket women have become. And again, like TFM said, women are great, women are amazing, women are beautiful. The problem is the simps, the incels, the beta male who empower, encourage them, and enable them to be the dirty, dirty sharmutas and violent women that they are. This is why I, Amar Metwali, when I'm here in America, man, I'm in monk mode. I don't talk to women. I don't approach women. If a woman wants to approach me and gets my dick in her pussy, that's another story. But I don't talk to women. I don't approach women. I just came out of the gym, okay? I don't even look at women. In fact, I physically turn my head away from women. And if I'm going to go on one of those treadmills, you know, I'm going to go to a treadmill that's at least 4 or 5 other treadmills away from a woman. I don't care if she's 50 or fucking 20, okay? Guys, you need to avoid women at all costs, especially here in the West, okay? MGTOW is the only solution for you guys. Anybody out there telling you to get married, they're fucking scamming you. Let me say that one more time. Anybody out there telling you to get married, they're fucking scamming you, and they don't even have respect for you. Let me tell you something, okay? Today, I found out that a 40-year-old hijabi in our community, she divorced her husband of 16 years. She had a kid with him, you know, so she got married at like, what, 22, 23 years old. She divorced him. She has a kid, and guess what? She got some young playboy back from the Middle East who's younger than her. And here's the deal. This woman, she became a pharmacist, and now she's making $100,000+ a year. So she's like, I'm too good for my husband. Guys, you need to understand something, man. When women have the ability to work and make money, they have no respect for men. You as a man are not needed once a woman has the ability to make money, okay? A lot of you guys out there, especially you Muslim guys out there, you are beta bucks deluxe. Let me say that one more time. You Muslim guys out there are nothing more than a beta bucks deluxe to some hijabi. And that includes me. As you guys know, I was married back 4 or 5 years ago. My ex thought I was a beta bucks deluxe. Well, guess what? We were divorced within a month. So any of you guys out there, if you go to this Marriage is Halal website and you give this bitch money, she doesn't respect you. She knows you're a fucking incel and she's fucking scamming you. Guys, I've said this in my past videos and I'm going to say it again. If women do not actively seek you out, if a woman doesn't approach you, then they're not interested in you. You Muslim guys out there, like Rolo Tomasi said, religion is a beta farm, okay? You Muslim guys out there, you guys are under the idea that the only way I can get my pee-pee touch is if I get married. Guys, you need to understand, man. You guys need to understand. Islam is a fluid religion, okay? Islam changes with the times, okay? If you guys don't believe that Islam is a fluid and dynamic religion, then why don't you go out there, marry a 9-year-old girl, and let me know how that goes, okay? Islam is a dynamic religion, okay? Just because Islam tells us, as men, you need to get married, and marriage is half of your deen, doesn't mean that you have to do it, or else you go to Jahannam. Guys, look at this woman. Look at that smug grin. Look at that face, guys. Look at that face. This girl is like, I can't wait to scam these guys. I am telling you right now, the only, guys, I'm going to tell you this right now, okay? this girl, this hijabi right here, will purposely hook you up with women who want your money, okay? Do not go to this girl. Do not go to marriageishalal.com. Do not go to any Muslim. You know, there's a lot of Muslims out there who are a bunch of broke-ass niggers, and they want to sell you shit, okay? There's a lot of Muslims out there telling you, oh, brother, come to my marriage seminar, download my marriage app. These are fucking scammers. Any Muslim out there who wants you to get married is a motherfucking scammer. They're grifters. They have no respect for you. They simply want your money. I'm telling you guys right now, if you go to this hijabi's website and you buy her matchmaking service, she's going to hook you up with a hijabi who's going to see you as a beta box deluxe, and she's going to scam you for everything you have. I told you guys about the Arab sale, the ugly looking Arab dude in our Muslim community. He married a girl from fucking Egypt, brought her here to America, had like 3 kids with her, and guess what? She divorce raped him, took his motherfucking house, and now the bitch is riding the cock carousel, okay? Marriage is for beta box deluxe. So let me say that one more time. Marriage is for beta box deluxe, okay? Women are not getting married to guys that they are attracted to. Women will sleep with the guys they're attracted to, and they will abuse the guys that they are married to. Going back to the 40-year-old hijabi in our Muslim community who just divorced her husband and she's going to marry a younger dude from the Middle East, you know, the women in our community were like, well, what happens if this guy is marrying you so he can get the American citizenship? She's like, I don't care. I'm just going to keep him around for 2 years. Then I'm going to kick him out and I'm going to find a younger dude to sleep with. You guys out there watching this fucking video, especially you motherfucking Muslims out there, if you're a Muslim dude, you're watching this motherfucking video, you need to understand and understand good. Women marry guys they don't respect. I told you about one of my cousins who married an Egyptian woman. He brought her here to America, you know, he put her through university, and then when she finally got a PhD and a nice job at a big government organization, she divorced him, and she said to my cousin, actually, he's my second cousin, but well, whatever, who cares, that's not the point of the story. She said to my second cousin, and I quote, I wasted my life with you. You dumb bitch. My second cousin took you out of poverty in Egypt. He brought you to America. He put you through one of the most prestigious universities in all of America. He got you a motherfucking job at one of the biggest and most reputable government agencies in the world. He took you on trips all over the world, and this is how you thank him by divorcing him and then claiming that you wasted your life with him. Guys, hijabis are the worst women in the world. The Prophet Muhammad said, when the Dajjal is about ready to come into this world, a man will physically have to tie his woman down to keep the woman from joining Dajjal. Now, I don't know about you guys out there, but I, Amr Mitwali, I don't feel like fucking tying down some sharmuta out there. This is proof that you guys need to understand. Marriage is obsolete. You Muslim guys out there, marriage is obsolete. The only way you Muslim guys can make marriage work is if you marry a sub-4 woman, okay? If you marry a woman who's a 3 or less, you can make marriage work, because she's so ugly, no other guy wants her. That's not fair for you, man. You guys out there need to understand, okay? God doesn't want you to be miserable. You guys take me, Amr Mitwali, for example. Hey, man, I've been homeless. I've eaten out of a garbage can before. I went a fucking a whole weekend where I didn't have 50 cents on me to buy a can of fucking tuna. But you know what? I never, ever was miserable. I suffered. I struggled. I sacrificed, you know. When I was trying to get MGTOW TV off the ground, even ask TFM, man. TFM will tell you, man, the first couple of months, MGTOW TV, you know, we had a lot of problems, you know. You know, I paid TFM like $400 to come on to MGTOW TV. And after a month, TFM was like, bro, I'm going to give you your money back because this site, it's just not working. I told him, TFM, give me one more month. And he was like, all right, today, guys, TFM is the biggest live streamer on MGTOW TV. Just go to his live streams. You can see how much he's making, you know. All that because 4 years ago, TFM decided to roll the dice and believe in MGTOW TV. And at that time, guys, I remember, man, I was homeless in Mountain View. I was living in a car. I was doing DoorDash 15 fucking hours a day. And you know what, guys? Never have I been miserable in my life. The only time I was temporarily miserable when I was married to the Hojabi, okay? You know, the minute I got on that plane from Egypt and came back to America, the misery was gone. Guys, let me tell you something, okay? Real talk, real motherfucking talk, okay? A lot of Muslim guys out there are fucking miserable, okay? They're miserable because their Hojabi of a wife, even though she's sub 4, she made their life a living hell. Guys, do you know how many Muslims out there have more money than me? They make like a quarter million dollars a year. Yeah, they don't do what I do. They don't travel like I do. No, they don't surgery max like I do. You want to know why? Because their Hojabi of the wife takes all their motherfucking money. Guys, there are Muslim guys out there younger than me. I'm 42 now. There are Muslim guys younger than me. Yeah, they're dead. You look at their eyes. They're fucking dead. They're overweight. They're ugly. You know, they're the walking dead. That's how miserable these guys are. Imagine being 35 years old and you're just waiting for God to take your life because your Hojabi of a sub-4 wife made your life a miserable living hell. You guys take me, for example. I'm fucking 42, man. This is the greatest time of my life. You know, thanks to a TRT, you know, which I, you know, everybody watching this video, man, if you're like 35 years old, you're not making gains in the gym, you got that beer belly going on, even though you don't drink alcohol like I do. I don't drink alcohol. Get your motherfucking testosterone checked. Guys, I am telling you right now, I am in better shape right now than I was when I was 24, okay? I'm in better shape at fucking 42 than I was when I was fucking 22. I'm actually making more gains, better gains in the gym now than I did 20 fucking years ago. Yet there are fucking Muslims out there married to fat, ugly women younger than me, and they're just waiting for God to take their fucking lives, okay? That's just fucking sad and pathetic. Guys, God doesn't want you to be miserable. Let me say that one more time. God doesn't want you to be miserable. And if you have to go down to Cancun, you gotta go to Latvia, you know, you fuck a bitch, you know, give her like a 50, 60 bucks, $100. Guys, don't ever pay more than $100 for pussy, okay? I'm letting you know, never ever pay more than $100 for pussy. In fact, $100 for pussy is actually too much if you ask me. But then again, if you're fucking a 19-year-old athlete, I don't think that's a bad deal. You guys out there need to understand, you Muslim guys out there, women like this Hojabi over here, again, look at the face. Look at that face, guys. Look at her. She's like, oh my God, I can't believe these people are fucking falling for me, man. You know, Georgia Free, man, the last few videos of Georgia Free, you idiots were actually paying her to cook on camera for you, you know? That's how sad and pathetic you guys were, paying a bitch to, like, cook on camera for you, you know? Pearly Things, you know, Pearly Things went from making videos with her black boyfriend to now making, like, $50,000, $60,000 a month. Why? Because you idiots out there are worshipping her. You know, this bitch in front of me, this hijab, is actually better looking than fucking Pearly Things. Guys, I'm a big dude. Pearly Things scares me, okay? You know, I always thought that I, Amar Mitwali, was an ogre. But when I saw Pearly Things, I'm like, that's a real ogre right there, you know? Man, the point of this video, guys, is that I can't blame woman anymore. At this point, guys, I really can't blame woman for taking advantage of men. If you guys are still falling for woman in 2023, then maybe, just maybe, this is what God wanted, you know? Maybe God wants you to, like, give up your money to some hojabi on the internet, you know? Maybe, I don't know, man. Hadi Allah, hadi hikmetu, you know? That's Arabic for this is God and this is what he wanted. But you Muslim guys out there, you Muslim guys who have eyes to see, ears to hear, mouth to talk with, and most importantly, a brain to think, I am telling you guys with all certainty, marriage is obsolete. Anybody out there tries to sell you marriage in 2023, they're scamming you and they don't respect you. I'm gonna play this video one more time before we end this, okay? Guys, I honestly wouldn't be surprised if this girl wasn't even a Muslim. I wouldn't be surprised if she has some scumbag boyfriend who's like, hey baby, you wanna scam a bunch of Muslim incels? Guys, look at how she's leaning into the camera. Let me tell you something. As an actor, I know for a fact that you should always lean into the camera, okay? This bitch is a trained actress, okay? You guys need to understand. There's a lot of CIA assets. There's a lot of natural born psychopaths out there who are going to prey upon good men. You guys out there listening to this and assuming you have, again, a brain to think with, stay away from women, stay away from AMS, Fresh and Fit, Andrew Tate, Kevin Samuels, you know, he made a good, you know, Kevin Samuels, you know, I'm going to say, you know, rest in peace, Kevin Samuels. I mean, he's not a Muslim. I don't know if he was. I'm not God, so, but here's the thing, man. A lot of these guys out there, man, they just gave women secrets that were supposed to be within the MGTOW community, man. Imagine if I gave this hijabi, you know, the server password and key to MGTOW TV. What will she do with it? She'll fucking delete the whole damn server, right? So this is what these guys, Fresh and Fit, Andrew Tate, Kevin Samuels, and yo homie yo did. They gave women powerful knowledge that's supposed to be kept only among men, and now these women are actually weaponizing our own knowledge against us. you know. The bottom line here, guys, is that don't get married. And unless women actively seek you out, you're just not attractive to women. And if you have to fly to Cancun, you have to fly to Latvia, get your dick wet every now and then, do it. You guys need to understand something very important, man. Porn is not healthy for you, man. Now, I've watched porn. Guys, I have not watched porn in several years. You guys want to know why? Worst case scenario, I can hop on a plane, go to Cancun. You guys saw me a couple of months ago. I went to Cancun, 24 hours. I fucked 3 bitches. Well, the third bitch I couldn't fuck because the condom didn't stay on. But the point here I'm trying to tell you guys, if you gotta fuck a bitch, you guys need to understand, man. Sex is important for men. If you as a man don't have sex, you will have prostate cancer. Bad things will happen to you as a man if you don't have sex. You know, all these idiots out there who are telling you, no fap, bro. Listen, man. When I was homeless, sleeping in a car, you know, I went no fap, you know? How am I gonna fap off in a fucking car? I ain't that fucking disgusting. Hell no. So, by the way, if you sleep on your back, listen, when I sleep in a car, I sleep on my back, okay? When I slept on my back in a car, I had zero inclination to fap off. You know, the only time you get the inclination to fap off, you get horny, is when you sleep on your stomach, okay? Let me say that one more time, okay? If you sleep on your back, kind of like sleeping in your car. You know, when you are sitting in the driver's seat, you put your seat back. That's what I did when I was homeless. Guys, when I was homeless in a car, I never fapped off because I'm sleeping on my back. And therefore, I don't get horny, okay? Because obviously, when you sleep on your stomach, the blood goes down to your dick. That's what makes you horny. So when you sleep on your back, like you're sleeping in a fucking car, you don't get horny. So for all of you guys out there, if you don't want to fucking masturbate, sleep on your back. Do not watch porn, guys, okay? Don't fucking watch porn. It will fucking mentally fuck you up. Because if you watch porn and you masturbate to porn and then it comes time for you to do the real thing with a real woman, you will not be able to properly perform with a real woman because your brain is so used to porn, so used to masturbating, that when it comes time for a real woman, your mind, your body will not be able to properly function to actually having real sex with real woman. And again, I know a lot of you Muslim guys out there are going to say, oh, I can't get married. I guess I'm going to be a virgin until the day I die. Guys, you need sex, okay? You guys out there have got to remember something, okay? During the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad, okay, women did not have the option to work. Women did not have OnlyFans. Women were not able to go 911 and have a man show up, put a bullet in the back of your head, take your shit, give it to her, okay? Women did not have social media back then, okay? So women back then, up until maybe 100 years ago, they were only stuck with the men that they had in their community. Today, women have all options, all access. The problem, guys, you need to understand is that women have broken the social contract. The social contract between a man and a woman is this. I give you resources, and you give me exclusivity to your pussy. That's a social contract between man and woman since the days of Adam and Eve. Today, women have broken that social contract. So all of you Muslim out there for trying to push marriage. Women have broken the social contract. Women do not want to get married. Women only want to get married to a beta box deluxe, you know, maybe pop out a couple of kids who in all likelihood are not even his, then divorce rape him, take the house, get child support, alimony, then they're going to go out and they're going to sleep with the guys that they want to. And again, to close out this video with the 40-year-old Hojabi, who is now a pharmacist, making $100,000+ a year. She divorced her Beta Box Deluxe husband that she's been married to since she was 22, 23 years old. And now she's going to bring over some young stud from the Middle East that she's going to fuck for a couple of years. Then she's going to throw him out. And then she's going to go out and marry some other young stud and fuck him, okay? Guys, you need to understand. Once women have the right to work, once a woman is able to make her money, you as a man are no longer needed. That old feminist saying, a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle, that's actually very, very true. Once women are able to make their own money, they no longer need you. They're going to sleep around with the guys that they want to sleep around with. Guys, it doesn't matter if the bitch is 20, 30, 40, 50, or 60, okay? Women will still sleep around with guys that they are physically attracted to. So you guys out there, if you're not getting women making moves on you, you're simply not attractive to women. And again, cannot stress this enough. Marriage is obsolete. Marriage is only for Beta Box Deluxe. You know, the only way marriage might actually work is if you do a Muslim marriage in fucking Afghanistan, where the Taliban is fucking walking around, walking behind bitches with a gun, you know, kind of like how a bitch can go 911 and a cop will show up and put a bullet in the back of your head. Well, in Afghanistan, thanks to the Taliban, it's the other way around. Call up, you know, the Taliban and they'll put a bullet in the back of her head, you know. So unless you guys are willing to move out to Afghanistan, live with the Taliban, embrace Islam, marry a woman from an Islamic values and perspective. And again, you know, just because you're marrying a Muslim woman doesn't mean she's a good person. It all comes down to the environment she's in. You know, if she's in an environment like the West where she goes 911, a man will show up, shoot you in the back of the head and give her half of your shit, she ain't gonna respect you no matter how much Islam she has, okay? Opposite of that, if she lives with the Taliban and you can go 911 and a Taliban will show up and put a bullet in the back of her head, then she's going to have to respect you whether she likes it or not. At the end of the day, guys, women are animals and women are subjected to the environment they're in. If their environment allows them to be sharmutas and predators, they will. If the environment they're in forces them to be good, chaste woman, then they're gonna be good, chaste woman, okay? This video is for all of you Muslim guys out there who believe that the only way I can get my pee-pee touched is to get married. I am telling you, as somebody who got married for the sake of God, don't get married. You know, I will go to God on judgment day. You know, if God was to say, yo, Omar, why you tell men not to get married? I will go to God, I will confront God, and I'll say, hey, God, I got married, and look what the bitch wanted to do to me. She's just like all the women out there are just like my ex. Fortunately for me, you know, like Big John said, you know, you want to be in a 900 degree oven or you want to be in an 1100 degree oven, you know? If the bitch I was married to kept her toxicity hidden, you know, I would not be here. You know, I'd probably be in prison right now because she would file false rape charges against me, take my shit and all that stuff, okay? But again, this just goes to show you, you Muslim guys out there, you Muslim guys are only going to get married to women who see you as a beta box deluxe. Again, if a bitch has money, she doesn't need you. She'll sleep around with you, no problem, but she doesn't need you. And I know I've been saying I'm going to close off this video, guys. When I was driving cab in LA back in the day, you know, 10, 11 years ago, 13, 14 years ago now, it's still 2023. Guys, I've known women who had it all. You know, they had the puppy, they had the three kids, they had the two cars, a white picket fence, loving husband who works hard for the family. And yeah, there's some fucking dusty who's been reaming her out for the past fucking 20 years. I mean, what does that tell you guys, right? So anyway, guys, that's my video for today. I cannot stress this enough, guys. Marriage is obsolete. And if anybody tries to tell you, yo, man, get married, you know, download my app, buy my Muslim marriage course, they're scamming you and they don't have respect for you. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. Take care of yourself. Peace.